T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 10:04. Happy Tuesday to you here on KMBZ. Lots to get to. Coming up, we will talk about, you kind of heard Mark touching on that sunflower story. You and I are actually going to get deeper into that story because a question is popping up, and I'm pretty sure this is pretty popular around here.
The question came up after last year where 150,000 people went to the sunflower farm over the course of Labor Day weekend, and we're coming up on Labor Day weekend again with good weather predicted. What do you do? What's the experience like? And should any... if something should be done to improve the infrastructure, who does that fall on?
But we begin, of course, with the big story still gripping the nation. I don't want to say it's getting better because it seemingly is getting worse. The levees, the dams are overflowing in Houston, and they're going to get a lot more rain today. But by tonight, Jamie, we should see it start to actually move out of the Houston area.
So the headline on weather.com right now is water rising in Texas, Louisiana up next. So if you look at a map of where this is going to go, now it's going to aim directly for the Texas-Louisiana state line and then curve inward and just kind of take a turn going inward. So away from us, more toward into Kentucky and into the southeast. But there are still some areas of Texas that could see 20 more inches of rain before this moves out here in the next couple of days.
20 more inches of rain.
The headline right now on CNN is that a levee has been breached south of Houston, residents being urged to leave there. I just saw on Twitter that the convention center there, the Houston Convention Center, already 2,000 over capacity. If you remember yesterday, we had told you that 5,500 is what they had in shelters. They expect that number to hit 30 or 35,000 by the time all of this recedes. So we're still at the point of the water rising. We're not yet at the point where it's going to recede.
There is, a lot of effort being made to help people out, whether it's through the Red Cross, Salvation Army. Everyone knows they can help, but if you can't figure out where to help, just go to our Facebook page, and there's a ton of different ways for you to help out the relief efforts in Houston. What stinks, and this is nothing new, are the hoaxes. You know what I mean? There's people with fake accounts. You know, they'll use the same graphics as the Red Cross. Instead of, texting Harvey to 90999, it'll be 80888. People will fall for it and money will go into somebody's account. There's a special place in hell for people that are trying to make a buck by stealing from people, trying to help those that have been displaced, are hurt, have lost loved ones. I think that's disgusting. Disgusting.
But we have that, in all honesty, we have that with every major disaster.
I know.
We have it with any time there is somebody that can be taken advantage of, we have that. We had it after Joplin. We have it, and we'll get into looting potential a little bit later. But yeah, you always have those that are looking to take advantage of the moment.
And they do hoaxes. There's looting going on. I mean, I'm watching a video right now. If you just Google Harvey looters, a ton of things come up, a ton of video comes up, and there's just security footage of people going into stores. And you see this with every disaster. You see this with every, if there's a riot or whatever, people going into stores, breaking windows, getting in, and just taking whatever the heck that they want. And again, that stinks too, because there's nothing that store can do right now. I mean, there's nothing these stores can do. If it was an appliance store, you could literally walk in Houston appliance stores, I'm guessing, right now, go in, grab whatever you wanted, maybe a TV, maybe roll out with a vacuum or whatever you want.
Although I don't know how you're going to get it out of there and how you're going to and where you're going to take it, because the city's underwater. So where are you going to go with it once you get it out of there?
There are actually areas where it's not 3 feet of water.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The vast majority of the city, that's going to go noticed. That you're not going to hide that. Real quick, we should mention that, so the Red Cross is saying now 17,000 evacuees are in shelters across Texas now. President Trump is set to do some touring of Corpus Christi. Given some of the concern that if he was in Houston, which is much more densely populated, that if he was there, he might be taking away from resources, he is going to Corpus Christi instead. He tweeted out a couple hours ago that he had left Washington and is headed that way. Strangely, we don't have a public schedule for it. We don't know exactly if he's going to speak, and they may not know yet. It may just depend on setups and where they can land or whatever, but he will be in Corpus Christi. We have heard that he may return to the area on Saturday and also make an appearance in Louisiana as well. Vice President Mike Pence also is set to visit Texas later in the week.
If you haven't been, if you haven't seen the video of them, by the way, getting off of Marine One, getting ready to go to Air Force One, Melania looks like she's ready for a fashion show, a runway show. She doesn't look like she's ready for flood relief or anything like that. She looks stunning once again.
How's she supposed to look? Do you want her to not wear makeup just because she's touring disaster areas?
She's got high, like, stiletto heels on. Like, Carol, you're going to a disaster relief area where thousands of gallons of water just decimated an area. She looks like she's ready for the runway.
Yeah, but she's not walking in it. She's not, you know, that's okay. I mean, that's okay if she looks nice as she leaves the White House. That's, you know.
Trump,
a lot of pictures
by the way,
are going to be taken, so she can wear whatever she wants.
Trump's wearing a bomber jacket, by the way, for those that have not yet seen the video. He's wearing a Navy bomber jacket.
You mentioned those hoaxes real fast. Just to make you aware of the stuff that you may be seeing on Twitter or on Facebook or on social media that is not real, it's sort of, yes, we actually do have to tell you some of this because some of this is actually not true. And the Washington Post did a real handy list, a running list they've got of the viral hoaxes for Harvey. So the shark picture is fake. If you see a shark, and which I guess it's possible, but if you see the picture of what it looks to be a shark swimming down an interstate highway, that is editing. That is not actually a shark in a freeway.
You probably should tell Jesse Waters from Fox News that, because he claimed that he saw the shark photo and couldn't believe it while he was on Fox and Friends this morning. So someone should tell that guy that's a hoax.
The tweet with the shark had 6,000 retweets as of Monday morning. People thought it was real.
Shark.
People aren't thinking. They're just not thinking when they look at it.
Just a shark floating down the main street in Houston.
The picture of the Houston airport somebody tweeted this out saying Houston airport is now a marina. There's a dramatic photograph that appeared to show several planes floating in a deep lake that was once an airport. In fact, the airport that's in the picture is LaGuardia in New York, and it's a mock-up meant to show the potential effect of climate change on LaGuardia by 2100, the year 2100. So that's not real either.
Fake.
We talked to you yesterday about the picture of President Obama feeding people. That's, of course, not real. That's from 2015, from Thanksgiving, actually, of 2015.
That's fake, too.
Yes. And there was a phone number that was out that was claiming to connect you with the National Guard. Again, the Post has a couple of viral copy-paste memes circulating around Facebook and Twitter, tells those in Houston to call a 1-800 number if they find themselves in an emergency situation because of Harvey. The number does not, in fact, connect you to the National Guard. Takes you to a private insurance company.
Oh, well, that's fun.
So,
well, that's fantastic.
God.
We are at we're dealing with millions of people in serious trouble, and these people are hoaxing and looting. Like, I saw a story, you know, the Cajun Navy?
Yes.
The Cajun Navy had floated in, and they were getting held up at gunpoint and getting robbed. Like,
yeah.
These people are driving in and boating in to help people and getting, you know, held up with guns.
But what? Again, it happened after Katrina. I mean, it happens after... it happens after every major disaster. We'll find out what's going on. CNN's got fresh evacuations in Houston as floodwater rise. Again, there was that the levee breach, so we'll find out exactly where that was. We'll go through more of these hoaxes later. There are many of them. There are five or six more on here just to be aware of. I mean, I hate the term fake news. I hate it with a passion.
But it really is fake news.
I hate that it's a thing. This is not new. Pictures circulating that are not real. Again, we had it after Katrina as well. But given social media now, we've got it more than we ever have.
It is 10:13 here on a Tuesday. We'll keep you updated with more news from Harvey as it begins to move out later this evening towards Louisiana and into a different part of the country. Coming up next, a major tourist attraction here in the Kansas City area needs some help. And we want to know from you, have you ever been to this tourist attraction? And what would make the experience better? We'll tell you what it is and take your calls at 576-7798 next here on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Hopefully your Tuesday is going well. Still to come next hour, a Who Am I? Once again, for some tickets to the American Royal World Series of Barbecue this weekend. Got a pair on the line. We'll do that coming up next hour. Also, do six-year-olds belong at a gun range? We'll ask you that at 11:15. But right now, though, there is a tourist attraction that is right around the corner from us here. And it gets a lot of attention, but it also may need a lot of help.
And as we go through some of the parts of this, as we come up on a lot of another Labor Day weekend where a lot of people are going to go to this site, it's not an official tourist attraction. It certainly was not intended to be that. But thanks to social media, word is out about the Grintner Family Farm. Last year, 150,000 people went to this location out in the rural part of the county. And given that neither of us have been, we'd love to hear from you. 576-7798 or text us at 22980. What was the scene like last year where 150,000 people went to this sunflower farm? Because it was such a problem last year. In fact, Leavenworth County Commissioner Doug Smith had told the Star it was a train wreck last year in terms of needing emergency services and police resources to go out there and handle the traffic, that they were looking at what to do differently with it this year. And they haven't really come to any solutions. And so it's possible they're going to have another mess there over the three-day weekend that is Labor Day this year. They are expected to attract more than 100,000 visitors to southern Leavenworth County last year. So the story, and you heard it on KNBC's News and Fox 4 has it as well. So last year on Labor Day weekend, traffic started backing up from Stillwell Road onto I-70. After a few fender benders, the Leavenworth County Sheriff's Office shut down access to the farm for a short time. They've been working on several months for plans, but ended up with few changes, save for shutting down a couple of nearby dirt roads. And again, the Star story from earlier this summer had said the Sheriff's Department at the last minute and on a holiday weekend had to dispatch extra deputies to work traffic on that southwestern edge. Here was the problem. The snarled up two-lane blacktop could not accommodate emergency vehicles. People who live in the area could not get out of their driveways. And it wasn't just the state highway. Gravel roads were clogged with cars, trucks, and SUVs driven by people who did not know the area very well. And so for the Grintner family, they initially planted these sunflowers just as birdseed, just as something to be pretty and for them to enjoy. It wasn't a problem for years and years until social media and word got out. And they're very photogenic. And so you get pictures of that up on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, and word gets out. And it's gotten to the point now where they get people visiting this attraction from all over the world.
Wow.
So the question that we were debating and that we'd like to debate with you as well is, clearly something needs to be done about traffic flow and about parking. And on a basic level, and the thing that Leavenworth County officials seem to be concerned about is, what if there's a problem? What if somebody has a health issue and we can't get emergency vehicles to the scene? The county is still responsible for the care of its citizens, and emergency services still are responsible for the medical care of people. So what if you happen to be on private property and just there to take pictures of sunflowers? They still have to, you know, make sure there aren't accidents and that kind of thing. The family has mowed 5 acres, I believe, to create more space for parking. We'll see if that does it. So at least you'll have parking, and they hope to get volunteers out there to manage some of those people when they park their cars. That doesn't do anything about the traffic, though. The thing is, it's only a problem a couple of weeks a year, because depending on the weather, they may only full picture-taking bloom 6 days to 2 weeks. So on one side, you wonder, does the county who is benefiting no less from having 150,000 extra people there who are going to go eat nearby and go visit other things nearby, and they're going to buy gas nearby, and they're going to stop at Walmart nearby, there is an economic impact from what the Grintner family is doing for the county that the county is benefiting from. So should the county be doing something to accommodate all of these extra people like it is a tourist attraction? Or it's only 2 weeks a year, and we'll just kind of deal with it? Because the alternative is, I don't think you can ask this family to not plant their sunflowers, because it's just like they're saying, it's just like another row crop. It just happens to be one that looks good in pictures.
what I can't understand, and maybe you can tell me this, is why is this family not charging money to get in?
They don't. So they don't charge admission.
Nothing.
They just intended it to just be, my guess is they don't want to complicate it, right? They don't want to run a tourist attraction. They just want to plant sunflowers on their property, have them be pretty, and if it happens to attract some people to come take pictures, fine. Now, they put out little donation bins. What they're hoping for is that you cut down a sunflower or something and donate a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of to replenish the land a little bit.
Yeah, the donation box in the story in the Star covers what visitors take and trample. So it's
right.
Kind of what you destroy as...
To kind of replenish what you take.
As humans.
Yeah. But you're right. It's a huge money-making opportunity for this family if they wanted to, and for the county.
They plant them in like July.
Right.
And then they grow. And then by Labor Day, 150,000 people go there that weekend. I don't know what the county's responsibility should be. I don't know what their responsibility should be. But why aren't you charging $5 a family or $5 a person or... $5 to park and a dollar a person. Why wouldn't you take advantage of that?
Okay, they could do that. Should they then be putting that money into infrastructure? Because the question is, do you somehow attempt to distract or dissuade people from checking this out? Because the county's got a problem. And I guess it's the county's problem, or I guess they see it as their problem a little bit. Because what if there are wrecks? What if somebody mm-hmm. has a medical problem and has a heart attack and they sure. can't get an ambulance there? The county didn't ask for 150,000 extra people to be there on Labor Day weekend, but now they have to deal with it. And it's costing the county overtime, probably. You know, it's costing the county money, but they're making money.
Have you ever gone to this? 576-7798. We want to know from you. 576-7798. The famous sunflowers. And have you noticed any problems with the experience? What should be done to improve your experience? Because it sounds like, as the quote from Chris Grinter, says, they basically said we are a resource suck on the county. That's an amazing quote.
But they didn't intend to be.
No.
They didn't intend to be. All they did was plant a bunch of sunflowers. And again, I'll say, that's 150,000 people mm-hmm. that would have no reason to go to Leavenworth County otherwise that are buying meals and gas.
To me, the way that they could help out this whole problem would be, and I don't know what dollars would do, because you're still talking about one road in on a two-lane highway and one road out on a two-lane highway. I don't know if there's a small amount of money that can alleviate that problem. That being said, what about, and I don't know exactly where this is, if you did something with parking, if you charged $5 to park and then you loaded everybody up on a haystack on and then drove them in on a tractor, maybe that would alleviate some of the traffic issues or whatever.
So who has to manage that then, right? Because, my assumption is that the family doesn't want all that headache doesn't want that responsibility. But should the county take it on?
Maybe. I mean, why the family isn't capitalizing on this is beyond me.
But that's, you're right, but that's kind of a side point
to me,
the question.
That's the bigger issue to me is, all right, the county has a problem, the family has a problem, somebody should be monetizing this. That's not a separate problem. That is the problem. If they got 150,000 people, and let's say they made it $3 a person and kids are free, all right, just hypothetically, pie in the sky, and $5 to park. You're talking about, $100,000 or $300,000 from, let's say, the people coming in and X amount of dollars for parking. You know, you split that with the county, or the county takes their share and they figure out a way to make this easier. I mean, both sides could work together.
So
on
you
this.
Think money is the problem?
Money is the problem.
We don't know exactly what the family has said about why they won't do that, but what they keep coming back with is, we just planted some sunflowers
right.
for it to be a nice experience for people. This family doesn't want the problem of it. The family doesn't want to go through the huge process and the liability of creating an actual tourist attraction. And the county can't force them into it. The county can't force them to charge admission, but it is costing the county money. I'm sort of wondering if the county just needs to eat this. I'm sort of wondering if I'm it stinks if it's costing the county money in overtime or in extra emergency services or in extra staff or whatever. But we're talking about 2 weeks a year. This seems like something. What's the difference between this and if there's a popular place out in Miami County to stop and watch the sunset that everybody stops to watch? the county would have to control, the county would have to do that. Now, granted, nobody's planting that, so to speak, but you can't force the county to stop planting sunflowers either.
It's 1028. We'll get to more of this in your phone calls. 576-7798. 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Jamie Monticelli, Mike Wicket. Coming up, we will have a Kara marks her baby update for you. You are an eyewitness, right?
Sure, we can do that.
You're an eyewitness, right?
I went to the house yesterday. I guess that makes me an eyewitness.
We'll have an update for you on how Kara's doing in a little bit. Right now, though, we're talking about sunflowers here in just around the corner in Leavenworth County.
So should county coffers just kind of suck up the costs of adding extra law enforcement and maybe some parking patrols and improving whatever infrastructure it takes for this Grintner family farm, where every year they plant sunflowers? And they've been doing this for decades, apparently. And it was never a problem. You know, maybe a few people in the area knew about it. This is in southern Leavenworth County. It was never a problem until the advent of social media. And it's a really cool place to take pictures. I've never seen it, but you see the pictures out there and you go, wow,
that's
Instagrammable for sure. And it's gotten to the point where in the last couple of years, it is drawing people from all over the world, to the point that last year, county officials say 150,000 people were there over Labor Day weekend. I agree with those of you that say that seems like a big number, but that's what the county had said.
Yeah.
And so when you have 150,000 people in an area not really designed for that, they had all kinds of problems. And if you can imagine living in the area, you can't get out of your driveway. You choose to live in the country so that you don't have a lot of traffic, and suddenly you can't get down your street. Gravel roads are not designed to support that. There's not parking for that. And they're looking at solutions to this. And we're kind of batting around a little bit. Whose responsibility is it? If anyone's. The family, by the way, says they don't charge admission. They're not really making money off of it. That wasn't really the goal. And a lot of you were saying on the text line that once they start charging admission, it becomes a business and there's licensing and there's liability, and they don't want that. They just want to, they call it, it's just agriculture. You know, it's just they're planting sunflowers like as if they were planting corn or anything else that people thought would be pretty to take pictures of. This is just generating a lot of interest. The county's concerned because I would imagine they're concerned about the overtime and the extra staff they have to put in, and the concern they have about accidents and about getting, you know, getting people taken care of and whatever issues may arise, access and that kind of thing. And we're, you know, who should anything be done about it? And Wicket and I have never been. This is because it only happens at this time of year.
I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, like 6 to 10 days a year, depending on the weather.
So looks cool.
It looks very cool. If I was going to be here, I would go check it out. But maybe I wouldn't, because this sounds like craziness.
There's a quote in the story on the Star, and you can read the story, by the way. It's on our Facebook page, on Twitter as well. If you want to see these, there's a quote in here that says, it's like getting an entire Chiefs game into an area that doesn't have capacity for a Chiefs game. And I understand that. And my answer is, if you don't, and this is a cold, heartless way to go about it, but if you don't want the problem, don't plant the sunflower seeds.
But I don't think the Grintner, somebody said it's Grintner. Sorry, I think we're mispronouncing it. I think the family says it's not a problem for them. They don't see it as a problem, or at the very least, it's not their problem. They're just planting sunflowers because it's pretty on their property. If it's drawing tens of thousands of people, I think they see that, well, great, people are enjoying their sunflowers. It's the county that sees it as a problem.
If you, gosh, I don't know, because if they let them on there, they just say, hey, you have unfettered access. You can go wherever you want, and we ask that maybe if you step on one or you cut one down, you throw us a buck. Like, that's pretty much it. Man, I don't know how old the Grintner family is. But man, I would try to make a buck on this, because this is beautiful.
But the county is already, and that's the issue I have. I think the county needs to just do something about it and stop talking about it and just eat whatever money it takes. We don't have the numbers on what 150,000 people into the county is for economic impact.
Yeah.
But those people are bringing extra dollars into the county. Now, somebody said it's closer to Lawrence than it is anywhere else. So it's, you know, it's a different area. It's Douglas County that's benefiting, not Leavenworth County. So what? That's still people buying gas. That's still people bringing dollars into the county. The county's benefiting from it already.
I don't know what the right answer is, but I just feel like the county and this family need to come together and monetize this. That's my solution.
The family doesn't want to. The family just, and I don't blame them, frankly. They think it's pretty. They like that people are enjoying it. They don't want to complicate their lives.
576-7798. Let's talk to Lindsay. You're on 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. This family is actually and has really deep roots in the county, and they've been a family farm for long, long, long time. I think the biggest problem is people are just inconsiderate. We live half a mile from there, and we had people actually driving in and driving in our pasture to turn around, not asking, you know, tearing up our stuff.
Oh, so you live near there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was the scene like last year? Other than people, because I get it, you don't want people driving through your land. I mean, that's trespassing. Right. Is there anywhere else for the traffic to go?
There really isn't a lot of places for it to go. That's the problem of it. And this will be probably, I'd say that this is going to be the third year that it has grown to that size. And they are absolutely right. There was 150,000 people over Labor Day weekend last year.
It really was that high?
Yes. And wow. It was a nightmare.
So you're a local resident. You live near this farm. I don't know if you know the family or not, but what do you make of all these people coming in there, and what a detriment it is to your area for the, you know, 10 days or 2 weekends or whatever it is?
I think it's hard. I agree that it brings a lot of money into the county. It is still Leavenworth County, and yes, it is close to Lawrence, but it is still Leavenworth County. And this part of the county kind of seems to get last dibs on everything, basically. I think that the family and the county need to come together to do something about it. There has to be a better way to manage it. The town, Tonganoxie, is a small town. Don't have a lot of law enforcement. So, again, they'd have to go to the county part of it, and they've known it's coming. It comes every single year.
Do you want it shut down? Do you want it slowed down or shut down, Lindsay?
No, I mean, I don't want it shut down. I think that's unfair to ask, but I think there needs to be an agreement, and I think that the county needs to step up and, you know, add resources for it.
Hey, thanks so much for the phone call. Appreciate it. I mean, she's right there. She knows there's a problem.
Yeah, I don't think this is on the family. I think this is on the county. I think the family, because you can't ask the family not to plant the sunflowers. They can plant whatever they want on their property. And so I think this is, for the amount of money that this is bringing into Leavenworth County that would not be there otherwise, I feel like this family is doing the county a favor, and the county needs to help out the family.
576-7798. Lindsay, thanks for your phone call. Let's talk to Andrew in Shawnee on KMBZ. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, I know you guys have said you've never been out there, but I wanted to kind of paint a picture for you of what it's like.
It looks pretty from the pictures we've seen.
Yeah, I mean not the sunflower field, but the people. This is down an old dirt road. This is right off of, I think it's 40, that drives out towards Lawrence, and you have miles of cars on both sides of the road. You have one car length in between them. It's a mess. It's a madhouse when you're driving out there. And I've been forced to go out there to do pictures and with my girlfriend, and it's, you know, my mother.
Keep that in mind.
Write that down. Forced into
with
pictures with the ball and chain.
It was. It's just, I mean, these people they're very accommodating. They're incredibly nice people, and they've torn out part of their land to make parking. But, you know, you tear out a spot for 50 cars and you have 6,000 cars.
Right.
You just can't do it. It's not possible. And the police, you know, the police are patient. I got to give it to them. They handle it as well as they can, but they're constantly saying everybody's got to go. You're blocking a road, and it's absolutely insane out there. But I think, you know, I couldn't tell you one way or the other what I think the county should do, because out there, you know, they're going to look at what's the economic impact of them coming out this direction, because there's nothing out there. It's literally the country.
Do people linger? Or do they stop? Because I have a hard time imagining that somebody's going to park and hang out at this for a long time. I hate to say this. It's just some pretty sunflowers. And I get that it's a lot of them. But do you linger, or do people stop and just take pictures and go?
Andrew.
Oh, sorry. I was staring at something. My apologies. But no, people, they stop and take pictures. There's got to be rows of people. I mean,
but like, are people hanging out before right. and after? Like, do they make it like, I don't want to say tailgating.
Should we be setting up food trucks and stuff? I mean, is there, I'm laughing a little bit, but I'm wondering, is the county missing an opportunity? Now, again, it's only a couple of weekends a year, but take advantage of it and put food trucks up and put, you know, have a fair or something that weekend.
But this is a good point from Facebook. Andrew, thanks for your phone call. Sean on our Facebook page brings up a really good point. It's just like Christmas lights. You know, like,
that's a very good comparison.
Because people only go to the Christmas lights for that 2 weeks a year.
That's a great analogy.
I'm sure there is. I don't know where there's one around here, but my sister takes my two nephews to go see Santa at Santa's cabin, mm-hmm. and this guy turns his house right. into a cabin in this one weird part of town, and it's jammed.
And the county or the city accommodates that mm-hmm. with extra police or whatever it takes, because it's a couple of weekends a year, and that's it. And yeah, you got people parking on the street, but same thing. They're going to stop for a few minutes, take some pictures, and they're going to move on.
Yeah.
And they're not forcing those people to take Christmas lights down.
I love the idea of food trucks. I'm talking about make this a bigger deal.
Fair. Put the Labor Day County Fair out there for those 3 days. Rent somebody's land.
Sunflower Fest.
Absolutely. There's one this weekend. There's a Sunflower Fest here. It's in Johnson County somewhere. Do another one out there. The county is missing a golden opportunity here.
I'm getting ripped on the text line for saying this has to be, why does this have to always be about money? It's a great chance for the city and this family to make some coin.
But the county's already making money. That's what annoys me. The county's already making money on it. Use that money to build a road so that 2 weekends a year, you've already got your law enforcement paid for.
What should the county do? If you want to read the story, you can. It's on our Facebook page. We'll get to more of your phone calls. The sunflowers cause a major headache in Leavenworth County. 576-7798. Text in 22980. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. We'll get to Aaron, Jerry, and Kathy next on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. We're going to get back to your calls in just a sec here on the topic of the sunflowers in Leavenworth County. Some breaking news coming down about your Kansas City Royals. Pitcher Danny Duffy arrested with DUI on Sunday night, allegedly pulled over and arrested in an Overland Park Burger King. The Indians beat Kansas City on Sunday 12-0. He's scheduled for an arraignment later in September. That night, of course, Duffy is injured, has the elbow situation, could be out a couple of weeks, wouldn't be pitching anytime soon anyway, but was charged with driving under the influence of alcohol in Overland Park on Sunday night. We're going to gather as much information on this as we can. We want to continue our conversation about the sunflowers in Leavenworth, but Jamie, this is big. The ace of the Royals coming off a monster year last year, huge contract. This team is in a free fall. They haven't scored in like 43 innings, which is horrendous.
Right.
And now Danny Duffy charged with DUI from Sunday night.
Yeah, and we don't know exactly
all the details
what
yet.
He blew. We don't know how drunk he was, allegedly. And I've got questions for you just for some perspective, mm-hmm. For those who may not be as familiar when things like this happen with Major League Baseball and what could happen to them, what the consequence could be for him on the team. But again, we're gathering more details about it. It's just been breaking in the last few minutes, and we'll talk about it more here coming up in just a couple of minutes. We will bring you the latest updates out of Houston. We've got Houston police are doing a news conference right now, so we'll get you the latest on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. But we are wrapping up our conversation about the Grinter Family Farm that is out in South Leavenworth County, where they plant sunflowers every year. They've been doing this for decades and decades, and it was never a problem, just kind of a nice sunflower field out there until social media was invented and people started to get wind of it, that it would be a good place to take pictures. Now people come in from all over the world right around Labor Day weekend that we're coming up to take these pictures. Not a problem for the family, apparently, because the family says it's just agriculture. We just planted a row crop. It's just something out there that we wanted for the birds. The county has a pretty big problem with it because they can't control it. It seems like they don't have the infrastructure for it. There's not enough room for people to park. This is in a distant part of the county, so it's gravel roads and dirt roads that get out there. And we're asking, whose responsibility is it then? Who does it fall to do some infrastructure improvements, if anybody? The family graciously has gone ahead and they've mowed or plowed 5 more acres of their land for parking, which doesn't seem like that'll be enough. And the county hasn't really done a lot about it in terms of roads, but they're talking about that. And you've got 150,000 people that are buying gas and spending money at restaurants. And so the county's getting a lot of sales tax money out of this anyway. But we're asking you, those of you that have been out there, Wicket and I have not, what's the scene like? And does something need to be done about it? Again, we're talking about 2 weeks a year. Is all we're talking about. Somebody compared it to Christmas lights.
Which is a great comparison.
It's a fantastic analogy.
Let's get a couple of calls up here. Let's go to Kathy in South Kansas City. You're on 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, Kathy.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
I think they should... I go to races, you know, in the summer, and they have race traffic going one way in, one way out. I mean, not obviously the Kansas Speedway, because that was built for traffic. But in these smaller towns, the people that live around them, they charge for parking. And the closer you are, obviously, the more you can charge. I think if they did something like that, that way the people that lived out there, you know, could get something out of it. Obviously, the Grinners don't want to do anything about that. Mm-mm. So, you know, why should they? But it's an event that happens, you know, for 2 weeks, and that's the way often these races last for 4 or 5 days, and they just changed the traffic design for those 4 or 5 days.
They do, but Kathy, I've been to that race a couple of times too, and yeah, it gets a bit backed up, but really that area is so much more equipped to handle traffic than it sounds like this area in Leavenworth County.
There are blacktop roads there.
Yeah. The Speedway, I mean, it was designed for traffic.
Right, absolutely.
But I'm talking about, you know, Knoxville, Iowa. And Rossburg, Ohio. I mean, those are small towns that have these races, you know, for 4 days a year.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? The thing, too, you've got, you know, as you mentioned, Jamie, you've got roads that are roads, you know, that are blacktop.
That are actual roads, like, like with lanes and stuff designed to handle some traffic. As somebody said on the text line, imagine holding a Chiefs game on a narrow dirt road and try to figure out how to get all those people safely in and out.
But Kathy's got a good idea. Make it like race day traffic against the difference, you know, Kansas Speedway is built for it. There are some tracks that are not across the country. But it's a really good point, Kathy. Thanks so much for it. Let's get Steve and Shawnee up on KMBZ. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Doing all right. What's up, man?
Hey, that's a bad deal about Danny Duffy.
Yeah, we're going to get more details on this coming up in a bit.
I can't wait to hear.
11:05.
43 scoreless innings probably makes the guy a little thirsty.
And a bad elbow.
Yeah. Hey, what I wanted to say about the sunflower deal is everybody needs to remember those sunflowers probably don't look like that every year. The last couple years, we've had tons and tons of moisture. A lot of rain in July and August. So I don't know how the county could do anything and rely on it every year, and maybe some of your callers will respond to that. I could be wrong, but I know my yard in July and August before the last two summers was brown, and I'm wondering if they don't look that good every year. We just had a lot of rain.
I don't know the answer. I have no clue. I know a few things. I don't know anything about farming.
I've lived in this area all my life. Mm-hmm. And just the last 2 years, this has been happening. And yes, social media, but social media has been around a lot longer than 2 years. I don't remember that jam up 3-4 years ago.
So is
we
your
just
point,
had a lot of rain.
Given that it may not be like this everywhere, I'm putting words in your mouth. I know I am. But does that make you think then maybe because it's not like this every year, like, it won't be like this next year. Maybe this will just kind of fade a little bit, or it won't be a problem every year, so don't do anything major in terms of infrastructure?
Yes, I don't think you can predict it, so you can't have a festival. The city or the county can't put a lot of money into it. If they're all brown, then there's nothing to go look at, and then what do you do? You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Just a thought. And again, maybe some of your callers can respond, and maybe I'm wrong, but I just know that it's really green at the end of August, and it's not always really green everywhere at the end of August. We've had a lot of rain.
Well, we definitely have. And Steve, thanks for the phone call. Somebody on the text line said, just get rid of Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay.
I mean, that's really the answer. There wasn't a problem, as Steve pointed out, till social media exploded a decade ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And as somebody said, you know, it's a business for them, although that makes me go both ways. You wouldn't ask someone to shut down their business. On the other hand, if they are, in fact, making money off of it, there's no way to know what they're making in donations. But if they're making a decent amount off donations, maybe it is reasonable to expect them to kick in some money.
How much can they be making if it's a buck?
You know what I mean? But maybe somebody's putting a 10 in the jar.
I mean, if it was me, you know? I'd throw a couple in there. If I had a couple of singles or whatever, I definitely would, because I think it's cool.
Right.
But if you're, if you, there are a lot of people that say, I don't have to do a, I don't have to do a damn thing.
Yeah, it's
you
public know what land. I mean? Absolutely.
Last word goes to Alicia in Tonganoxie. Hi, Alicia. You're on KMBC.
Hi. We live on the same road as the sunflowers. I have to take a vacation this time of the year.
Oh, really?
Is that how nuts it is there?
Huh?
That's how crazy it is there?
Oh, yeah. I drive a pharmacy route, and I can't even get out of my driveway for at least, well, mainly on the weekends, but it's still bad during the week. It's like a super highway out here.
Do you think that, they, I mean, it seems like if it is a super highway, something should be done. And she said, I go on vacation. Yeah.
We'll come back to this in the 1 o'clock hour. We know a lot of you have spent time out there and are weighing in. So thanks to you who did.
It's Midday with Jamie and Wickett. We'll get you an update on Danny Duffy, the Royals pitcher arrested for DUI.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.